Graham went back to the Leeds house in the late afternoon. He entered through the front door and tried not to look at the ruin the killer had left. So far, he had seen files, a killing floor, and meat. All aftermath. He knew a fair amount about how they died. How they lived was on his mind today. A survey, then. The garage contained a good ski boat and a station wagon. Golf clubs were there, and a trail bike. The power tools were almost unused. Adult toys. In the den closet, a good skeet gun, a Nikon camera, a Bolex Super 8 movie camera, and projector. He had in his pocket a reel of film belonging to Charles Leeds that had been sent away for processing. He went down to the den. It was a pleasant little silent home movie, opening with a dog, a gray Scotty, asleep on the den rug. Then the Scotty's ears perked up. He rose and barked, and the camera followed him into the kitchen as he ran to the door and stood, expectantly, shivering and wagging his stumpy tail. Graham bit his lower lip and waited, too. On the screen, the door opened and Valerie Leeds came in carrying groceries. She blinked and laughed in surprise and touched her tousled hair with her free hand. Her lips moved as she walked out of the picture, and the children came in behind her carrying smaller sacks. Brief scenes followed of the boys playing ping-pong in the basement and the girl in a bubble bath, crouched like a small frog. The film ended with a shot of Norman Vincent Peale speaking on television and a pan to Charles Leeds snoring in the chair where Graham now sat. Graham stared at the blank square of light on the screen. He liked the Leeds. He thought the madman who visited them might have liked them too. But the madman would like them better, the way they were now.